You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So career changes can be both thrilling and terrifying, especially when uncertainty is involved. So for women, navigating these transitions often means balancing passion, practicality as well as preference, right? So let's explore how women can handle career transitions with confidence and turn uncertainty into opportunities. Hi, Sister Cleo, how are you?
Good morning, Zanele. How are you?
I'm good.
I think at this point,
yeah,
I was telling God yesterday that him and Kirsty,
yeah,
really like exposing me.
Nah.
But it's okay. Yeah.
Nah. But allow the Holy Spirit to work. To work, my darling.
Amen.
And as you're saying that, Nev, you know, there are some topics that I see and I'm like, where? You know, because you find that, you know, some topics, you know, they come and some of them, they're not about career, you know. So, for example, the 9:30 segment is for, like, you know, boy children, women and stuff. And then at 11 o'clock, we speak about biblical things, even those ones. And I'm like, wait, why are we discussing this? Because currently I'm really struggling with this. And God, I'm struggling with this, you know.
Yeah.
But what's in, allow the Holy Spirit to work.
Amen.
We
surrender.
Yes, in surrender. Surrender. Don't worry.
Amen. Amen. That was a nice one.
Yeah. So, you know, let's get right into it. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship. Lord, as we are about to hear your word, I ask that you may increase as I decrease, O Lord, that you may bestow upon us wisdom, O Lord, so that we may have understanding and knowledge, O Father God, to do that which you want us to do your will, O Father God. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Looking at career changes, I don't think I've really changed per se, but they're all in line. You know, you have that whole umbrella and then you have the branches. So, yeah, I think I have. I don't know, though. But anyway, you know, what are these fears that we have as women, you know, when we are going through career transition? Sometimes it would be, maybe I won't fit in. Sometimes, what if it's the choice is wrong, you know? But what are some of those, you know, common fears that we have as women?
Yo, I think for me, well, carrying on from Tuesdays, you know, I had to transition into a space where I was like, Aibo, who have I ever taught?
Okay.
And God was like, I need you to follow your name. So my name is Nomfundo.
Okay.
You know, so God was like, your name is your first prophecy.
Sure.
And you need to speak into it. And I was like, what? I'm like, no, I've never taught anyone, you know? So I think that was my first concern. Like, how will I fit in? You know, is this for me? Do I have the capacity? And I think the biggest one was lack. I was like, oh my gosh, why are you plunging me straight into poverty? lack. I was like, no. And, you know, I thought, sure. And I knew, I think at the back of my head, I knew that I will not go straight into it.
Mm.
So I was like, between the transition, Lord, you know, in the passage, in the, you know, I don't want to be a burden.
Mm.
You know, I honestly don't want to be a burden to people. How am I going to do this? Mm. I think my biggest one was my daughter.
Okay.
I was like, yo, the standard of living will be compromised,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this beautiful soul never requested to be here.
Yes.
You know, she just found herself here. And honestly, I can't let her go through this. You know, I think when I took a step back and I looked at it, I think the greatest fear for me was money.
Okay.
Money, you know, am I going to have enough money? Am I going to struggle? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Holy Spirit said, and this is exactly why I need you to do this. This is exactly why I need you. I was like, I tried to negotiate. Can't we like work on both of them?
Yeah.
Like I'm at work while I try to start this thing, you know? And God was like, what is your fear? And anything that you fear above me is your idol. And you shall not have any other gods before me. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
You know, so I was like, okay, I need to conquer this fear because I don't want anything to stand before what God wants for me because I fear it more than I fear God.
Yes.
You know, so I needed to face the fear. And I don't want to lie to you, Zanele. Everything that I feared came to pass.
Yo.
I'm not going to say, I know God prevented me from experiencing this. No. I went through it.
Yeah.
I saw it, you know, and as I went through it, I think one of the things that became consistent every time was that it's just a dog. It barks. It has no teeth. It will not bite. Nothing is going to happen to you. So, you know, I have this saying that the only thing that you ever need to fear is fear itself.
Yes.
There is honestly nothing to it. God will carry you. I was reminded of Isaiah 41 verse 13 as I was preparing this, that for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you.
Yes.
And indeed he does. He in that he holds you. And I don't want to lie. Now that I've gone through it and I've passed it, it feels good to be fearless. You know, to know that actually, Satan, there's nothing that you can like bring to me. I'm going to conquer it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think, those were my fears, and I went through them. I faced them, and I conquered them. I did not avoid them. I did not bypass them. Yeah, I went through all of them. I remember even I thought I would save money. I had everything planned, you know.
Yes.
And I think even when God was telling me this, I was financially drained. I had just come out of a divorce, and I'm like, how can you say I must do this? I don't have money, you know. And God said, do you trust me?
Sure.
Do you trust me? And I then remembered that he did say in his word that never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread.
Yeah.
And therefore, he will keep to his word, you know, and he did. He did. So, yeah. Yeah, I think that was fear for me in the journey.
Yeah. And looking at, because we are so uncertain, you know, about what is going to happen. I won't lie, me, I've seen people that they changed careers or they changed jobs. And according to me, I'm like, hey, Michael, you made the wrong move, you know, because it seems like they are not doing well than when they were at a particular job or a particular career change, you know, because there are things that we see as people, but understanding that it might actually not be true. But anyway, so looking at, you know, those uncertainties, you know, how can we use them now to explore new possibilities? I'm uncertain, but I'm going pagati inside. Aibo, you know, so how can we do that?
Yeah, hey, like I said, for me, I definitely uncertainty was at the peak of everything. I did not know what lied ahead. I did not know what God had planned.
Yeah.
You know, I just had to obey, you know. And with every transition in life comes uncertainty, unfortunately. Yes. And I think today I just want to remind my sisters that it's never random. You know, it comes into your life with a purpose. Transition comes with a purpose, guys. And it is there to move you into the next season of your life with speed and accuracy. And with Jesus Christ, it is never regression. it is always moving forward. Even when you see it and you think it looks like regression, he says, especially when he's the one that said you must do this. Because there are times where people do things out of, I don't know, stupidity. But when God is the one that said do this, you just need to trust in the fact that he said he would never harm me. His plans for me are to give me a hope and a future.
Yeah.
You know? And for me, the two things I think that kept me moving, you know, and reminding me that this won't last forever was the fact that during the time of transition, and when you are busy trying to make things work and whatnot, new strategies will be birthed. You know, you will. God will give you ideas, will give you things that need to be done. You need to trust and go with what God is saying, you know. There will be new relationships. Don't focus on what is falling apart.
Yes.
Because trust me, with every transition, things will fall apart. There will be something that will fall apart. Don't focus on that. Focus on what God is birthing. You know, I know one of the things that really came strong for me was the new ideas, the yes. visions that he was giving me, and the new relationships that were coming in. And I remember him leading me to Numbers 1, verse 5, where he says to Moses, God gives, where he gave Moses man to stand with. And he says, these are the men that will stand with you, you know. So even today, when God is about to put you into a new space that you are not familiar with, he assigns men, he anoints men that are going to stand with you. Burden bearers, gifted people, you know, and you must make sure that you don't focus on what is falling apart and you miss the relationships that God is bringing in, because God works through people, people who are going to support you through the journey.
Yes.
You know, I remember one of the months where I did not know what was happening, and
okay.
somebody called and she was like, I need to meet up with you. At the meeting we met, and she's like, you know, God said I must save this money in October 2023.
Okay.
And said it's Cleo's money. She's going to need it.
Okay.
It was in October 2023, I was even struggling with God with this idea, but he was already making plans, you know, but I've been waiting for you to ask for this money and you're not. And now I'm at a point where I feel like I'm going to be tempted because the kids coming, going so to tell said. This money, you know, and she's like, I just want to give you your money. And I was like, yeah, and that's just one example. Those are people that God has placed along the path, along the journey, to stand with you. You need to pray for them and ask God, who are these people? Let me not miss them. I could have said, I am busy, I cannot come for that meeting or whatever, but that was not the case. Because I had the understanding that God brings people that I do not expect.
Yeah.
To be the one who are going to provide, and they're so you need to let God lead. I think in simple terms, let God lead.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's very key there, because once we allow him to lead, we will have that peace and we would have that, you know, reassurance that I've got this, you know, it's going to get okay. But the more we try to fix things ourselves, where anyway, so looking at, you know, issues of self-belief when we are handling career changes, right? Because, for example, some people get hurt too much in their jobs that they start doubting themselves. Good, can I even do it? You know, am I even, you know, so now they have to change from career A to career B. You understand? Now it's like, I'm no longer, I'm not capable. But if we have that self-belief that, yes, I've been hurt, but yes, I know my worth. I know what I'm capable of. You know, then maybe it helps them to change. So how does, you know, issues of self-belief play when people have to handle, you know, these career changes?
Yo, I think for me, self-belief is impossible when you don't have belief in the Holy Spirit. For me, because when I look back at the past 9 months, honestly, even if I believed in myself, I could not afford rest for 9 months. I couldn't. It. I couldn't without with. I could not do it with my own strength and power. And I remember after I left work, I was like, God, here I am. I'm ready for you. Let's do this thing, And I remember him saying, okay, rest. I was like, what? Rest? He said, be a Mary. Sit at my feet. I'm like, I can't afford that. He was like, I'm saying, learn of me. This is a sabbatical year. And I'm like, no, God, that's not holy. And even if it is, I can't afford it.
Imagine you didn't go. It's not healthy. Are you okay?
In front of you said you said you must work 6 days. And 7 days is your day. Not the whole year. I can't sit the whole year. And even if I did do that, like I can't afford it, right? And then I think this question kept coming up. Do you trust me? So I think for me, God will turn things, God will speak something like he's going to give it to you now, immediately, And so I've had to sit and rest, and something that I wasn't used to since I started working. And I needed to restrain myself. Even now, I need to restrain myself when people say, I need this, I need that. I need to say, Cleo, restrain yourself. You are resting, So God is something else. You need to really believe in the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe in the Holy Spirit, at some point self-belief is going to let you down. Sometimes it means you must just face poverty head on. And to my surprise, I didn't. I didn't. It didn't. I didn't have to go through it. So yeah, it's all about the Holy Spirit, guys. Believe in him and he will lead you. I think Psalms 23, verse 1 says, Ujehovumeluswam. He leads you through green pastures. You need to trust that for his name's sake. Even if it's nothing else, for his name's sake, God is not going to leave you, because people are going to say, where is the God? No. Trust and believe in him.
I
So,
like that, So you mentioned, having someone who came to you, because they had listened to the Holy Spirit, they had saved, some money for you, which is very good and excellent. How can now women build a support system or support network, to help them through these career transitions? You didn't know, but it was there, Some people, they have people they speak to, for example, in church, some of their friends who root for them, saying, "You got this, girl." So how can we build that network where I know that, hey, when I start to doubt now, I can't even get through the first week of this career change, but you have those people cheering you on, saying you've got this. How do we build such networks?
I think in the posture of prayer, you need to ask for discernment to know these people, because most of the time, the mistake that we make is that you will then assume that it's your mom, it's your dad, it's your sister, it's your friend. When that's not the person that God anointed. And then when those people start not meeting your expectations, then you start saying, when days are dark from the few, no, my friend, it has nothing to do with that. God anoints certain people for certain journeys. You may have an uncle with money, it's not him that God has anointed. And no, it's not your friend who's got connections and whatnot. No, you go into a place of prayer and you ask for discernment that God, show me the people that you've appointed to stand with me in this journey, in this particular journey, because they may just be for this journey, and or when you go on to the next one, it's somebody else, So he will tell you don't want to miss those people, trust me. It could be someone on a plane to Cape Town, for that matter. You will wake up one morning and God says, I need you to go to Cape Town this morning. And you're like, for what? And then you, to your surprise, or even a taxi, you have a car, and God says, I need you to take a car this morning. You're like, huh? Why must I take a car when I have a taxi? Why must I take a taxi when I have a car?
For what? Zin.
And you get into that taxi and you meet a person who's going to define your entire destiny. So you just don't know. You need discernment. You know, God has people out there. He's got people appointed for you, anointed to be your assist, to be your help. Don't limit him. Don't limit the Holy Spirit by saying, I know this Zanele, I know this Cleo. No. You know, he works in ways that we could not imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ask for discernment. Go into a place of prayer. Pray for your the gifted people that he has placed in your life, for the divine relationships in your life. Ask him who those people are. And when he's shown you, walk and obey.
Yeah, yesterday, yes, I digress a bit. So I went to buy groceries with my son and my daughter, and then and funny enough, it's like the shops were not full, but you know when it's not peak time, I don't understand how they do this. They would have like 2-3 tellers, you know, while the other places are closed and everything else. So this other lady came through. She had like 2 things on her hand, yeah, boy. So she's like, "Are you here?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then she goes in to the other line, and which is usually those ones where they say 10 items or less. But it was very long as well, you know. And there was one person before we got, you know, to pay. And then I just called and I'm like, "Oh, please come through." And the way she looked at me, like, she was so shocked, you know. Uguti, I could call her back. I'm like, "No, come pay." Because I can see that she's got 2 things. And then she turned around. She's like, "Yo, God bless you." Like, the way... And the way she said it for me, it like, I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, it actually also moved me as well. I'm like, "Oh,
yeah."
Okay.
Like,
I was just being,
it's really there. Like,
you know, I was just being nice, and I don't even know why I even told her that. But you could see, like, because when I looked at her, like, she was like uncertain, as if like, should I wait in this line? Should I leave these things and go and everything else? And after that, like, she felt this relief, like, you know. So I don't know, but maybe I had spirit of discernment. Maybe I was just being nice. I don't know.
Because maybe she was in a hurry. Wherever she was going, it was closing, and you know, just redeemed the time for her.
Yeah. Guys, you good nink. Anyway, the things you see, guys, so be nice out there, be like me.
Yes, amen.
So as we wrap up here, looking at issues of stress, you know, how can we, what are some of the practical ways in which we can manage stress and, you know, and stay focused during uncertain times? Because stress is here and it will show you flames, you know, but how do we keep our eyes on the ball?
I think there's a lot here that I could come up with, but I just want to share about 5 that I really think for me were like at the core of everything. Like, as this is a spiritual journey, I'll just share spiritual insights. For me, it was meditation and declarations, you know. Renew your mind daily. Remind yourself of God's promises, you know. Like, you will, like, we are self-sabotaging at times. You will wake up one morning and you are saying, "I know, Mina, I don't have enough and I'm tired of this." And you will be speaking negative things to yourself. But when you wake up and the word of God is the one that is ringing in your head, you know, like, I even have prayers now, like, you know, I'll tell myself, "I'm not the tail but the head." I will forget the shame of my youth. That's Isaiah 54. You know, "My descendants shall inherit nations and inhabit desolate cities." I speak the word of God into my life. You know, "I shall see and be radiant, for the sea and its abundance has turned towards me." You know, speak life to yourself every morning as you go through the day. You know, speak the word of God to a point that it stays, you memorize it, it stays in your head, because you will be going through the day and then something comes up and you're like, "You see, God, you see, what is this? What is this?" But when the word is in your heart, you are able to, you know, to just go on, carry on, and you're like, "No, devil, you are lying. That's not true." You know, so meditate. And the second one, fasting and prayer. Oh, pray without ceasing, my dear friend. Pray without ceasing. Fasting is so, it accelerates things. You know, when you are in a place of fasting and prayer, things become so clear, Zanele. Something that would have taken 5 months happens in 5 days or 5 weeks. It accelerates things. It brings supernatural acceleration. Pray and fast. I cannot stress that enough, you know. And the third one would be believe in the integrity of God's word.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, where he leads, he provides, guys. You know, when if he said, go and change the jobs and go to that place or that, trust. You know, I'm reminded of Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? You know, whatever God has spoken, he will make it good. Trust the integrity of his word. You know, Mina, today I can literally promise you and say, I have 20,000 in my bank account and I'm going to give it to you now.
Yeah.
But because I'm a man, when I go to my bank account, Absa has taken the entire money.
Yeah. Yeah.
My intention was not to lie, but I've lied. But God would never do that. When he has spoken, He does not turn away from his word. What he said he will do it.
Yeah.
Trust the integrity of his word. He said to Joseph, he will say to you too. It took Joseph some years, but it came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him, you know?
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is seek wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can go wrong without wisdom. And he gives freely.
Yeah.
You know, we are not all going to be like Peter and walk on water.
True.
But because God said Peter must walk on water, he did. But when you will walk on water today, you will drown. But if God said it, you will do it.
Yes.
Make sure that whatever decision that you make, it is wise. It is in a posture of wisdom. Make sure that God is the one who said it.
Yeah.
You know, seek understanding, seek knowledge. Don't be deceived. And the last one for me would have prophetic intercessors.
Okay.
Oh, my dear friend, you need those.
Okay.
What do I mean? Jesus had Anna, who interceded for him to come into this world for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was not for that woman who was interceding, I probably would still be waiting for him. Seek your prophetic in people who will stand in the place of prayer and pray for that vision to come to pass, who have it in mind, who God has shown them that this is how I want Cleo's life to be. They will stand in the posture of prayer and make sure that it comes to pass. Have those people in your life, burden bearers, who will stand with you, who will die with you, you know. Have those people in your life, people who are not going to be tired of praying for you, because it gets tiring. You know, you can imagine, I think one of the people that has been standing for me is my mom.
Okay.
and my spiritual mom, Beulah. You know, you can imagine that 9 months is a long time to wait. You know, but even I get tired at times.
Yes.
But when I'm tired, they are revived.
Mm.
They stand in a place of prayer for me.
Yes.
So, find prophetic intercessors, people who have the vision, who know what they are praying for, so that you can be revived and not give up.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's my... Yeah.
No, man. We've learned a lot. It said that whoever who has an ear, let them hear. And I believe that, you know, as women, as we make those changes in our career, we will be able to navigate them, you know, freely with confidence. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for our women as we close?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I really hope I've represented you well. Thank you for this time again. It has been great to be with you and to be with your children in a place of prayer. We come before your throne, Lord, this morning, and we ask, Father God, that where the seed has been planted, I know you are capable of making it grow as you water it. Oh, Father God, help your children to seek you in all your ways. You said if we acknowledge you in all our parts, you shall direct us. So we ask, oh, Father God, that those who have been inspired, those who want to seek you more and want to know you more, oh, Father God, may your Holy Spirit direct them to the right places, to the right people, to your word above it all, because it is the cry. It is the standard for everything, O Lord. We ask, O Father God, that you may continue to speak to us. You may continue to tabernacle with us, and you may continue to be the God, the Alpha and Omega in our lives. We thank you once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Cleo, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure and always lovely speaking to you. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.